This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening tomorrow night, the father-daughter dance out of the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Melody Schweigel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater that's taking over organizing it. Melody is literally loading vehicles up, getting ready to go start setting things up at the fairgrounds. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot's gone on. Getting ready for this, it sounds like.
Yes, we are actually incredibly excited for this event. This is the first year that we have organized it, and we've been planning for a year, and we're really excited for this.
It has gone on for, gosh, I don't know, maybe 30 years, 20-something years?
20-something years, yes. I've talked to multiple people who were involved in the dance when it started, and then when it passed over ownership, and now just passing the torch to us. It's been lovely, and we've had a great partnership with the previous organizers, and they've been very, very helpful. The Douglas County Fairgrounds has been very, very helpful. So we think we've got a pretty good handle on this.
So for folks just hearing about this now, tell us what's happening tomorrow night and who's invited.
Yeah, so this is for fathers and daughters, father figures, fathers and their daughters to just kind of get together and have a dance, have just a really amazing fun time out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and we'll have treats there free of charge. Every girl gets a goodie bag full of fun little trinkets. We actually have a raffle that's included with every single ticket. There's the photo booth. The amazing Kelly Trinkle is going to be there from Captivating Photography to take photos, professional photos of anybody who wants packages. But it's just going to be a great, great evening. It starts at 6 o'clock and it gets over at 10 o'clock.
Wow. A big event, and you probably do a lot of decorating and all that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We probably have about 20 totes worth of decorations right now, and some that have been custom made for this, and lots of lights. And I know our lighting and sound gentlemen are up there right now setting up for that portion as well.
All right, and that's going to be going on. Now, how do people get tickets to this?
So you can purchase your tickets at the door if you'd like. You can call us at 541-673-2125 to get them over the phone. But the easiest way is to just purchase them online on our website, which is uact-theater.com. If you Google UACT, we are the very first thing that pops up. And that way your tickets are emailed to you. If you ever lose your tickets, we can just look up your name. It's part of our ticketing system that we do at UACT, and it has worked for 10 years, and it is very, very convenient.
And tomorrow night, I mean, people can come. I mean, you got a 4-hour window there, so depending on people's schedules
Or
younger kids that maybe can't stay up quite as late, so you get pretty good set of options there.
Oh, absolutely, and that's kind of what we've been told. Usually the younger kids usually show up between 6 and 7:30, and then by 8 o'clock after the balloon drops, we've got these giant nets full of 2,000 balloons that get dropped, and usually after that is when kind of the older girls come in with their fathers. And but no, you're welcome to come from 6 o'clock all the way to 10 o'clock and just dance the night away.
And you guys have taken this over, but it's also going to help you act out, right?
Yes, we are actually very fortunate to have a magnificent group of volunteers who are helping out with this event. We have about 45 parents and students who are, well, actually, we've got 38 kids, Douglas County Performing Arts students, who are going to New York with UACT in exactly a month. And so their families are going to be helping out with that, but that is going to actually help the cost of them for their transportation for a Broadway show, for lunches in New York, so that they don't have to worry about that.
All right, and I know that trip has happened a number of times in the past and seems to make a big impression.
Absolutely. We've had such a great response to it. We had 28 kids last year, so we've had an increase in that interest. And this is just a wonderful trip for any Douglas County students who are interested in pursuing maybe a higher education in the performing arts field.
All right. Again, father-daughter dance tomorrow night with Umpqua Actors Community Theater. And again, give folks a website address to get tickets.
It's uact-theater.com, or you can get them at the door.
All right, Melody Schwegel of UACT will let you get back to work. Thanks for being on.
Perfect. Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.